Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Another partisan pie fight. That's how Politico described a flare-up between President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner over the timing of the president's address to Congress on jobs next week. The president had promised a speech Labor Day week, and he wanted to include Congress, but that left just 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, and you know what happened next. But if Democrats and Republicans can't agree on a date, what's going to happen to any jobs bill? Neftali Ben-David of The Wall Street Journal is with us from Washington. Neftali, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And first of all, for those who didn't hear, the White House picked Wednesday, which is the night of the next Republican presidential debates. House Speaker John Boehner said no, do it Thursday, which happens to be the NFL opening game between the defending champ Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints. The president conceded. Now, a president has never been turned down in this request before, but then again, we don't think one has asked for a congressional speech the night of another party's debate. So just touch on, in this fray, who was wounded more?
Truth is, I think they both come off looking pretty bad and pretty petty. You know, this was just about a date. I mean, the Washington has had a great deal of trouble wrestling with much larger, more sweeping issues. And I think it would be a mistake to underestimate just how disgusted and turned off the public was from this debt deal, this debt debate that we just recently had. So now the first thing they do coming back is get involved in a squabble over, you know, can we do it on this day or can we do it on that day? Mm-hmm. And so my sense is that both sides are going to come off looking really pretty bad.
There wasn't enough time spent in thinking who could take better advantage. Republicans could have said, you know, we'll push our debate back an hour, and that way they get to just maul his plan if they want on Wednesday night. On the other hand, President Obama now leads into a huge tune-in, which is a football game. So there's that. But what can we expect, you know, what this means for the fall? We know both sides already taking stands. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor sent that memo to colleagues revolving around instructions on killing environmental and labor relations and pushing tax cuts in the upcoming session. So what are you seeing?
Well, there's an enormous amount of distrust and dislike between the two sides, and that's no secret, and it's certainly nothing new, but I do sense that it's reached really a new depth in the past few months. I mean, you know, this debt debate really, I think, strengthened the more partisan bases on both sides, and it intensified the dislike. And so here you have a situation where the public really wants action. I mean, the polls all show that people really feel like Congress isn't doing anything, and the White House isn't doing much more, and both sides need to get something done. But at the same time, both parties feel this intense kind of antipathy toward each other, and we're no longer that far from the next election. And so I think it's going to be difficult. There's all this pressure to get something done on jobs. Neither side can really put its plans into effect because we have divided government. Both sides are accusing the other of not having any real plan to deal with the economy. And meanwhile, the bitterness just proliferates. So I think it's kind of a bleak situation right now.
Well, Republicans are planning on positioning their side, trying to get rid of regulations, for instance, as freeing up companies to hire more if they don't have to spend money on these environmental regulations. The president is calling on Congress to quickly extend a highway bill. Now, this is a debate that's reminiscent of the summer's FAA battle. The president wants to extend funding for the FAA as well. But to the highway bill, he says extending this will keep up to 1 million people working. Tell us more about that.
Well, that's right. And this highway bill, it's a multi-year bill. It expires on September 30th, and it provides for a gas tax on oil companies that's then used to fund transportation around the country. And I think what the president's trying to avoid is a repeat of what happened with the FAA. Both sides say they want to reauthorize the transportation bill, but of course they disagree on how to do it, with, not surprisingly, the Republicans wanting to spend less money on it than the Democrats want to spend. But in a way, that's an easy one. You know, reauthorizing the FAA, reauthorizing the transportation fund, these are things the parties really should be able to agree on, and they do largely agree on them.
Especially, I'm just going to interject, especially as we see collapsed roadways all over the East Coast, and we have to rebuild them.
That's right. And the Republicans clearly don't want to come out on the side of being against, you know, helping the nation's infrastructure. And they've tried to send out a message that while they may want to spend less than the Democrats, they're not in favor of killing the transportation bill. But the bigger picture here to me, in a way, is that I think increasingly Democrats really feel like the way out of this jobless problem is to spend more money. But the Republicans just aren't going to let that happen. And Republicans really feel like the way out of this is for government to get out of the way, to cut regulations and cut taxes. But the Democrats aren't going to go along with the Republican plans to eliminate a ton of regulations. So we have this kind of standoff, and as a result, both sides are looking at smaller bore measures that both sides know aren't really going to make a huge difference in the long run. So we're talking about reauthorizing the transportation bill, we're talking about streamlining patents, and sort of small ball. And I think that's kind of the situation we're faced, where the country has these huge problems, a big economic mess, but politically the only thing Washington seems able to do is relatively small shots at the problem.
Well, Natalia, I just have to mention, you say Republicans don't want to be positioned as being in the way of this reconstruction, but Eric Cantor said that even in his state of Virginia after the earthquake, he didn't want to see money spent on recovery unless it was cut somewhere else. So, this debate will go on. Naftali Ben-David of The Wall Street Journal, just taking a look ahead at this session as Congress comes back around, 6:30 next Wednesday to begin their session. Naftali, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks for having me.